Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I hope you're good. Thank you for listening to the show. Whether you're at home, at work, getting to the money, leaving the money, sitting on the road, ready to pull on, I don't know what you're doing. Thank you for locking in. This show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey, he's holding it down for us on the boards in New York City. So it doesn't matter where you're at in the country or in Canada or in Mexico or an airplane or a submarine or out of space or in another country, wherever the hell you at. Thank you for listening on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 158, and a smart speaker if you got it. Just ask your speaker. Yeah, talk to your computer. Ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. And boom, we pop right on up. The Western Conference Finals in the NBA is about to pop right on up. The Dallas Mavericks and the Minnesota Timberwolves scheduled to get underway minutes from now. We've already talked about the Eastern Conference Finals. The Celtics got away with one last night. Thank you so much to Gary Washburn from the Boston Globe for joining us last hour. It's like, yeah, Joe Mazzulla, he's young guy. The players love him. Very intense guy. I can tell. Anyway, I'm about to share with you a top six list. Talk about sports announcers. My favorite sports announcers. And why? Because amongst all the news that we've discussed and talked about, the NFL going to 18 games eventually, no time soon. It's not imminent, says Roger Goodell. We talked about Greg Olson. This man just won a sports Emmy and is being demoted by Fox to make way for Tom Brady. And then obviously we discussed this as well earlier in the show. The NBA on TNT, their contract expires next year, and it's been reported that it's going to end. There's not going to be a renewal. And that the NBA is going to have a deal with the, well, NBA on NBC will be back, as well as Amazon. And so it appears that things are going to be over for the NBA at Turner Sports, which means things would be over at Turner Sports for Shaq, Kenny, Ernie, and Charles Barkley. So I'm going to share with you my top six sports announcers in a second. We'll do that. If you want to communicate with me, you can always do so. The phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. If you use the internet, I am at JR Sport Brief. I want to get to the phones, and then I do definitely want to get into the top six, because announcing is, it's the part of technology. It sets sports up into a different space. It can be very important, and I want to highlight some of my personal favorites. 855-212-4227. Let's go to Omaha, Nebraska, and talk to AJ. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, AJ?
What's up, JR? So this has come up on numerous sports talk shows today about this whole Ricky Stenhouse, Kyle Busch incident. Now, I am an avid NASCAR fan. I'm not gonna deny it. I have to explain to people all the time what they just don't understand. I am mortified at the fact that this guy has been fined the largest fine in NASCAR history.
Okay, so, AJ, hold on. In the interest of time, I'm going to try to speed things up here. For anyone who's not familiar, Ricky Stenhouse punched Kyle Busch in the face this past weekend. Yeah. Well, hold on, AJ, I'm not done. I'm summarizing to save us time.
Yeah.
Ricky Stenhouse punched Kyle Busch in the face this past weekend in North Carolina. As a result, Ricky Stenhouse has been fined $75,000 for punching another man in the face. So, AJ, to save us time, what's your problem or issue? What's your comment?
Well, to those that don't understand the sport, what did Kyle Busch do on the track? He wrecked him. He literally used an automobile as a weapon.
Okay, AJ, hold on a second in the interest of time. So NASCAR looked into this. NASCAR is not punishing Kyle Busch. Okay, AJ, are you fine? Are you fine with NASCAR's investigation?
Investigation about what?
Okay, so that spares us. What? Thank you, AJ, for calling from Omaha. Like, what do you want me to do? Okay, Kyle Busch had an accident. If NASCAR felt that he really did it on purpose, then they would have fined him too. They didn't. Okay? So what are you going to be mad at? And by the way, let's get rid of that complete point. And I'm sorry, it didn't seem like there was any conversation to have with AJ from Omaha, because Hickey, we would have been here for the next how long?
2 hours at least. I mean, until they kick us off.
Here's the deal. Forget about what Kyle Busch did or did not do. Forget about whether or not it was on purpose or not. Forget all of that. He punched a dude in the face who was just standing there. I mean, to think that he would not be punished makes no sense, okay? That's just flat period. Let's look at it this way. If Kyle Busch wanted to, he could charge him with assault. I think you understand that part, right? And I guess if Ricky Stenhouse really wanted to, he could also say that dude tried to assault me. He didn't. He punched him in the face instead, and you got to pay for it. It's really that simple. It is not that damn complicated. And if NASCAR felt that he tried to kill the guy, then I think NASCAR would have punished him too. Okay? Dudes try to drive each other into the track and into the wall all the time. NASCAR didn't feel that it was worthy enough to punish him. What do you want me to do? You talking about the punch. You punched him in the face, you get in trouble for it. It's done. I mean, what the hell do you tell your kids at school? Yeah, if somebody hits you, yeah, go ahead, hit him back. But understand there's a punishment that's coming. Just can't punch people in the face and think that you're going to get a reward. He got fined. Makes sense. Hickey, what happens if you punch somebody in the face in New York? What happens?
Well, it depends. In this day and age, nothing.
Well, I don't mean outside on the street. Let's say it was super producer Stu Kovacs. What happens if you punch Stu in the face?
I am getting in trouble. I'm probably getting fired.
There's no questions. There's no questions.
Right, and there's no argument there. You punch Stu, yes. Okay, see you later.
And if Stu punched you, what would happen to him?
Same thing. He's gone.
It's just that's it. It doesn't matter what happened. We could play roller derby in the hallway, and then maybe everybody gets fired. But, I mean, come on, man. Let's use some logic here, just a little bit. Anyway, this is why I'm here, and I'm on radio, and am I announcer or host, whatever the hell I am. That's why I'm here, I think. Okay? Anyway, it's time for a new top six list with all of these awards and announcements and demotions and what have you, and Greg Olsen and TNT and the NBA. I'm going to tell you about my top six sports broadcasters ever. And why? I like to watch sports, but a lot of times I don't care what the guys on TV is saying. I don't need the full explanations unless it's something stupid with the referees. I can sit down and watch a game and enjoy it. I mean, damn it, when it's 20,000, 30, or 100,000 people in an arena or stadium, I can see what's going on with my own eyes. And I know some people enjoy the radio at a baseball game, at a football game. I'm good. My eyes can tell me the story, and I like to draw my own conclusions. But there are some broadcasters that they bring the best. They bring the goods. These are individuals throughout the course of my life that I've absolutely enjoyed. It's time for a top six list. I'm going to tell you about my top six sports announcers.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to get JR's latest top six list, only on the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. This is my opinion. This is not even my opinion. Well, it is my opinion. This is my personal list. You can have your own. I'm telling you about my top six favorite sports announcers. And let's just get right the hell on into it. What number are we starting with on the top six list?
Number six.
Of course, because it's backwards. I'm going to give you a man who's employed by Turner. And I guess he'd have to be employed by somebody else if they lose the rights. This man can call an NFL game. He can call an NBA game. This man can go out and call a streaker across the field. He can call a mouse running, a cat running down the field. It's Kevin Harlan. This man has broadcast and covered NFL games as an announcer for almost 40 years. He has covered NBA games for almost 40 years. You hear this guy, it's Monday Night Football. It was Monday Night Football. He's done it all. Kevin Harlan reminds everybody, there's no regard for human life. He's amazing. Let's listen to a few of his calls. This one is kind of old, and we may never hear this again on TNT. This is Kevin Harlan hyped over a dunk of Remember Birdman? Listen to this.
So the screener comes LeBron again. Flips it out to Battier with a triple. Oh, here comes the Birdman! Flapping his wings and soaring for a sweet flush.
Oh, and one of my favorites, I think I told you. Kevin Harlan letting everybody know that as LeBron James flies through the air, that LeBron James against the Celtics, this man had no regard, none whatsoever, for human life. This is 2008.
Garnett comes out on LeBron. Now they switch, and here's Pierce again. A Smith screen. Posey will defend. Oh! LeBron James, with no regard for human life, has given the Cavaliers their biggest lead tonight.
And also on TNT, I love Kevin Harlan. This guy gets excited as all hell. I got him at number six, one of my favorite sports announcers. Kevin Harlan, number six. What's next?
Number five.
Unfortunately, this man is no longer here with us. He passed away in December of 2021. He's a legend. He was a Raiders coach in the 70s. Got himself a title in 77. I remember he teamed up with somebody else who passed away more than a decade ago, and Pat Summerall. One of my favorite broadcasters of all time was John Madden. Not only could he sell tough acting to Nacton, not only is his name, he is a video game, John Madden. Come on now. Having him paired up with Pat Summerall, calling an NFL game, I miss it. I do. It's never coming back, unless these two guys are frozen, but it's never coming back. John Madden would hand out deformed turkeys on Thanksgiving. I mean, he would be amused by the most ridiculous of things while breaking down football in an amazing way and then just going boom. Hey, here's an example. This is John Madden talking to you about the turf and the sky. Just listen to John.
If you look right outside of the stadium, is, you know, there's a water, so
It's at sea level. So this field is always going to be wet, and it's going to be heavy, and it's going to be loose. Because if you see, here's the water right here, and here's the stadium right here. Somehow this water comes underneath and gets in there to the stadium. Oh, here comes an airplane. Ooh, angel. Holy moly. Did you see that? It just flew right up. Holy moly, what the heck was that?
The Blue Angel.
But they were close.
I mean, they were close.
You're not supposed to get that close, are you? Do they know what they're doing?
I hope so.
They were close to us, but they were close to each other. They were at eye level, I think. That's as close as I've been to an airplane in 18 years.
I was going to say, you don't fly, do you?
Madden and Pat Summerall and Fox and Super Bowls, they go together like peanut butter and jelly. And famously, yeah, John Madden, he was getting on his bus. That man did not want to be close to anybody's airplane. Not at all. One of my favorite sports broadcasters. I got John Madden at number 5. Let's keep it moving. What's the next number?
Number 4.
Oh, this dude is so cool. I've never met Kevin Harlan. I've met his daughter. I've never met John Madden. Never. This guy I've met, his name is David Cone. Yeah, you didn't expect David Cone here on the list, did you? He's not as famous as some of these other guys. David Cone of the Yes Network, David Cone of ESPN, David Cone can walk you through pitching. He can also walk you through pop culture in a way that goes like, what the hell is David Cone talking about Meg Thee Stallion? He's also a genius. Yeah, we can talk about the championships and the World Series and the All-Star games and the perfect games. And we can do all of that with David Cone. But the fact is, he knows exactly what he's talking about. And he can explain it in a way that doesn't put you to sleep. Like throwing a four-seam fastball. Hey, take a listen to this. This one time he spoke to Grand Central Publishing.
You grip a fastball cross seam or four seam, you're trying to get these four seams working in unison. And now we have something called spin efficiency. So your wrist position and how you can impart spin on the baseball with these four seams really means a lot. It gives you life and zip through the zone. It almost gives you the illusion of a little bit of a rising fastball. If you think back to Nolan Ryan, one of the great fastball pitchers of all times, people talked about his rising fastball. Well, that's how he threw it. Cross seam, four seams, and get this four seam spin as tight as you can get it and as efficiently as you can get those four seams to work in unison, create spin efficiency, and that's what gives you the life on that four seam fastball.
Man, you got to appreciate David Cone. You have to. The man is just, how can I say it? He's just cool. And I say it for somebody who's met him. The first time I met him, he treated me like he knew me forever. So I have a special affinity for David Cone. I do. If I got him at number 4 on my list here, you know, well, what else can we do? I think we can go to the next number. What number is it?
Number 3.
At number 3 on the list, this man spoke like this. He also had one of the best relationships ever with Muhammad Ali. This man's name is Howard Cosell. This man got started in the 50s. His best work, I would say, was in the 60s with Muhammad Ali. You want to talk about peanut butter and jelly? These two would go back and forth all of the time. Muhammad Ali was probably his best subject. I don't know if we'd get this. Well, I think Muhammad Ali would have been Muhammad Ali anyway. But Howard Cosell was always there to hype him up, to give him the battery in his back. They would play off of each other like no one ever before. And then even thinking about one of the most famous calls of all time is when George Foreman knocked out Smoking Joe Frazier. Down goes Frazier. Down goes Frazier. That took place in 1973. You don't remember what it sounds like? Here, take a listen.
What? Duran has quit! Roberto Duran has quit! There can be no other explanation. Pandemonium in the ring, and Roberto Duran
get to Sugar Ray Leonard as quickly as we can. In the meantime, try to get some explanation from Roberto Duran's corner.
Well, that was Roberto Duran, also another one of his famous calls. I remember this one, too. No mas. No more. I'm done. I'm cooked. Howard Cosell, it doesn't matter if it's down goes Frazier, no mas. Yeah, he's one of the greatest of all time. I got Howard Cosell at number 3 on my list. Top 6 sports broadcasters. What's the next number?
Number 2.
Oh, this guy, he's still going. He's still active. He hasn't slowed down. He is still here with us. This man won a championship with the Knicks. 2 of them. This man, I know a long time ago. Sorry about that to the Knicks fans. This man has been on radio since 1987. He's been on television for the past 25 years. This man is in the Basketball Hall of Fame as not just a basketball player, but as an announcer. He's the only one. It is Walt Clyde Frazier of the New York Knicks. Swishing and dishing and swish cheese D. This guy is a walking dictionary of alliteration. He is. Take a listen to Clyde, courtesy of MSG.
Kenny, when Ennis was with the Knicks, he gave me a gift certificate for Christmas. And, you know, I thought it was $50, so it was from Gucci. I told my girlfriend, she goes, man, you can't get nothing in Gucci for $50. What are you talking about? Then I looked at it, it was $500.
I assume you put it to good use.
Yeah. I was out there shopping those stores. I was thinking, $50, I could get a pair of socks. I don't know, something. She goes, you can't get nothing in there for $50.
Take a look at Lynn and what he does best. Penetrates, creates, and showing some dexterity as well with the left hand. Rising on Pachulia. And the left hand, ain't that peculiar?
I would know. He said something personal. I would have punched him right on the spot.
As the Knicks go up by 28.
It's contagious, outrageous. The offensive extravaganza that the Knicks are putting on right now, devastating the Bobcats.
It's watching a New York Knicks game and listening to Walt Clyde Frazier is like listening to Dr. Seuss. Highly entertaining. And the Knicks fans love him because he's a legend. He's the closest thing the Knicks got to a championship because he's still around. And shout outs to Walt Clyde Frazier. I got him number 2 on my list. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about my favorite sports announcer of all time. Don't move. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
I'm at the nail salon. What? I'm at the grocery store. What? I'm at the combination nail salon and grocery store.
Wait, she's at the nail salon and the grocery store?
I'm at the combination nail salon and grocery store. Groceries through Instacart, delivered to my door. I don't have to choose between acrylics and the grocery store.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, I'm giving you a top 6 list. The NBA might be done on TNT next year. Greg Olsen is getting demoted to make way for Tom Brady. So much news coming out about contracts and broadcasting rights and what have you, I wanted to share with you my personal top six list, some of my favorite sports broadcasters of all time. And so I'm about to share with you number one. Let me give you a quick recap. At number six, I gave you Kevin Harlan. At number five, I gave you John Madden. At number four, I gave you the pitcher, David Cohn. At number three, I gave you Howard Cosell. At number two, I gave you former New York Knick and current Knicks television broadcaster, Walt Clyde Frazier. Been covering the Knicks on the radio since 87. He's been on television with Mike Breen for the past 25 years. Walt Clyde Frazier is just a legend. He says whatever comes to his mind in rhymes and dimes and dishes and swishes. Those are his words, not mine. And so if I have Walt Clyde Frazier at number two, and then I can't ignore his suits, some of the loudest things that you've ever seen in your life. It's like if you took grandma's couch and threw pink and purple and orange into a suit, it'd be Walt Clyde Frazier's suit. So if I have him at number two, my favorite sports broadcaster of all time is what number?
Number one.
A legend. A one of one of what they say. This man helped me fall in love with baseball. He passed away 2 years ago. His name is Vin Scully. Listening to Vin Scully talk about baseball was like just sitting around with my grandpa. I couldn't tell you how many nights in New York listening to Vin Scully, where he was the last voice I heard before I went to sleep. Vin Scully went to school in at Fordham, New York, in the Bronx, New York. Vin Scully was calling Dodger games before they even moved to Los Angeles. He started with the Dodgers when they were in Brooklyn in 1950. They moved like 8 years later. He quit calling the games in 2016. Here's the awesome thing about Vin Scully. He was the radio and the TV voice until his later years, where he would get a break and then he stopped going on the road. This man could tell such an amazing story. Whether or not you were watching on TV or listening on the radio, you got the gist. The man didn't need a partner. He didn't need a friend. He didn't need a sidekick. It was you, him, in the game. It made it amazing. I remember the first time, you know, listening to him, you know, through the internet, really, I think. He did some national broadcasts. I remember the first time I was in Los Angeles. I remember walking into my hotel room and turning on the television. The Dodgers were on, and it's like, wow, it's Vin Scully. Now I get the TV experience. This is before all the fancy technology and the MLB extra innings. I had to be in Los Angeles to watch and listen. Vin Scully is the man. And some of the most iconic calls that we've had in sports, and not just Dodgers history, have come as a result of the voice of Vin Scully. Like when he was on a national broadcast and Vin Scully was right there for the call of Hank Aaron's 715th home run, becoming a home run leader. Listen to this, courtesy of the Dodgers radio network.
Fastball is a high drive into deep left center field. Buckner goes back to the fence. It is gone. What a marvelous moment for baseball. What a marvelous moment for Atlanta and the state of Georgia. What a marvelous moment for the country and the world. A black man is getting a standing ovation in the deep south for breaking a record of an all-time baseball idol.
Yeah, I wasn't alive for that, but I remember it. I've heard it enough. Let's go back to 1988, because that's not the only famous Vin Scully call. Kirk Gibson. Man couldn't move, couldn't run, but he was able to hit a walk-off home run in Game 1 of the World Series. This is also courtesy of the Dodgers radio network.
High fly ball into right
You got to love it. And his final call? Wow, it's crazy. His final call at Dodger Stadium. This man was done in 2016. Charlie Culberson had a walk-off home run to clinch the National League West for the Dodgers. This was his final home call. Vin Scully.
0-1 to Charlie. Swung on a high fly ball to deep left field to Dodger bench Yankees. Would you believe a home run? And the Dodgers have clinched the division and will celebrate on schedule. Charlie Culberson, a game-winning home run. What a moment to have it. And would you believe his first home run of the year?
He's the first voice. Out of all the amazing voices that have been associated with Major League Baseball, Vin Scully's is like the one that stands out to me. I got him number one on my list. My favorite broadcaster of all time. He gone, so I won't hear him again. But it is Vin Scully. And number six, I had Kevin Harlan. Number five, I gave you John Madden. Number four, I told you David Cohn. Number three, Howard Cosell. Number two, Clyde Frazier. And number one, Vin Scully. Now, this is my personal favorite list, okay? You can have your own. That's your perspective. We've had plenty of great announcers. I mean, come on. There's the marvelous one, Marv Albert. I can go on and on and on. A simple question. Who's your favorite sports broadcaster? I mean, I could think of a whole lot, but this is my six. The phone lines are open. It's 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. The phone lines are open if you want to chime in. I'm going to ask Kiki about his favorite announcers as well. And then speaking of chiming in, what a shock, right? LeBron James has chimed in on everything involving Caitlin Clark, especially the criticism of Caitlin Clark.
The wait is over. That's right. Season 5 of The Kardashians is here. Just when you thought life couldn't get any faster, they're punching it into overdrive. Kris, Kourtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie are back and continue to defy expectations in all their endeavors. So, get ready to go behind the glitz and glamour of the most iconic family on television. The all-new season of The Kardashians premieres May 23rd, streaming on Hulu.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I just gave you a top six list of my favorite sports announcers. So much going on in sports and the media space. Who's getting fired, demoted, who has contract. It's crazy. And so I had to think about, man, we might see the last of the NBA on TNT next year. And it made me think about, man, who are some of my favorite broadcasters? I get it, that's a studio show. But if I have to think about people who are calling the games, and I don't have an affinity for most people calling games, I could care less. One of my favorites is Vin Scully. I think there's a lot of people who grew up with Vin Scully. The phone line's open right now. That's 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. When I look at the whole top six list, if you missed it and you missed some of the calls and the examples that we used, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app and you never miss a minute or a second of the show. And number six, I gave you Kevin Harlan. Number five, I gave you John Madden. Number four, David Cohn. Number three, Howard Cosell. Number two, Clyde Frazier. And as I mentioned, Vin Scully at number one. Now, this is obviously my personal list. You don't have to agree or disagree. There's nothing to agree or disagree with. It's like, who do you like? It's your prerogative. 855-212-4227. Anthony's calling from Wichita. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
JR, my man, JR, the one I've scheduled my day around to make sure I listen to his show, even if I don't get the call in all the time. Enjoyed your top six list. So if you have a top six, if you had to make a top 10, let me ask this question. Where would you put this guy at? He made this sound very famous. Whoa, Nelly, where would you put Keith Jackson? Because he just made you look forward to watching college football on Saturday. And that's all I have, and I wanted to get your opinion on where Keith Jackson would rank since you got a top 10, six. If you had the top 10, where would he rank at?
Okay. Well, thank you, Anthony, for calling from Wichita. I think I'll answer that. Hickey, I don't never think I've been asked that one before. For a top 10, there are a couple omissions that I had here. How about, Hickey, I got to be careful. Let me just say this. For me personally, I wouldn't have Keith Jackson on my top 10. I could probably think of, four other announcers that I'd have before I got to Keith. Sorry, Anthony from Wichita, just not my guy. And a lot of this depends on where you live and where you grew up, and I think that plays a role in it as well. Hickey, do you have a favorite broadcaster, announcer?
I do. It is Gus Johnson.
I'm glad that I was going to say Gus. I would have put Gus. He's got getting away from the cop speed. Like, come on, now. People got mad at him when he said it, but it's like it's funny. But go ahead, Hickey.
No, I mean, exactly right. I love the energy. I love, the woo after, a big playing. Like, whether it's buzzer beaters in college basketball or big plays in college football, his energy is unmatched. I love it.
Everything. He was doing NBA. He does everything. I love Gus Johnson. Absolutely. 877-337-66. Oh, Hickey, you're making me think I'm in New York. What am I doing?
That's actually impressive. That's at least the first time that we've worked together. You've given out the wrong number. With all the shows you're doing, all the different places you're working, it is pretty impressive to this point. Hey. You keep everything in aligned.
Hey, I'll tell you this. I have never given the wrong number out here. Ever. Ever. Until today. That's over now, 4 years? This is year number 5?
Wow, this is history. Everyone listening, just write this down where you were.
Yeah, don't call WFAN. Don't call them right now. Are the Yankees on, I guess, right?
Yeah, so no top six calls for WFAN right now.
Nobody's talking to anybody. Listen to Aaron Judge. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Wayne is here from Wisconsin. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Wayne, do me a favor. Give me one name.
Bob Uecker.
Okay. Classic. He's the opposite of Vince Scully, but he was always fun and goofy. Why do you love him so much?
Just growing up in Wisconsin, you always heard him and the radio, and he just through the radio, you could almost see the game through his voice. That's why I liked him.
Okay. Well, thank you, Wayne, for calling from Wisconsin. Appreciate that. 855-212-4227. Let's go to Los Angeles and talk to Scott. Scott, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, man.
Okay, so you should be ashamed of yourself for not bringing Chicky Baby into the conversation. Chicky Hearn.
Help me out.
Chick Hearn? All games in there. Can you slow? Can you? The light is out. The eggs are cool, and the butter's getting hard.
Now, hold on a second. Can you do me a favor and tell me why I should be ashamed of myself for my own list?
Okay, because, Chick Hearn is the man that made up the term slam dunk.
Hold on a second, Scott. I'm going to try. Hold on a second. Hickey, what's so difficult about having a personal preference? Am I misunderstanding something here?
I think maybe that's where the disconnect is a little bit between the list and your list.
Okay, let's try again with Scott. Hey, Scott, does that make a little bit more sense here? This is not God's list. It's not an overall ranking. This is a list of my personal preferences. So if you like, I don't know, you like cats? You got a cat at home?
Well, first of all,
Hickey, does he have a cat? Is a yes or no question.
I guess not. More than one answer.
Well, let's try again. Scott, do you like cats or dogs?
I love them both.
Okay. Do you have a preference one over the other if you had to choose one?
Oh, you're getting sneaky here. Yeah,
I'm not getting sneaky.
I guess I would go with dogs.
It's very simple. I have, and I don't know where you've been. I've been sitting here talking for the past hour. Did you just, like, tune in, like, 5 seconds ago?
No, I heard you go with Clyde. I love Clyde Frazier.
You're not understanding. This list is my personal preference list. This is not law. This is not a question about who the best sports broadcaster is of all time. This is a list of my, I'm going to say it again, two letters, two big capital letters, M and Y, my favorite sports broadcasters. So if I love Vin Scully and I could care less about Chick Hearn having grown up in the East, then that's your business, Scott. Thank you for calling from L.A. I don't want to talk to idiots today. 855-212-4227. Kyle is calling from North Carolina. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Kyle.
JR, I got to go with Jim Nance.
Love it. It's unfortunate that he's dialing things down. He's the voice of golf and was the voice of college basketball. I hear you, man. He's one of the best.
Well, and he's diverse. I mean, he can do pretty much anything. Because he does football, he can do college basketball, he does golf. He's everything that you'd want in an announcer.
Do you have or have you had a preference of which sport that he's called?
I go with golf since I like to play golf.
Okay, not too shabby. Yeah, at least he's still rolling that one. I guess that'll be the last thing he dumps off of his plate.
That's right. I appreciate you.
No problem, Kyle. Thank you for calling from North Carolina and actually understanding what the hell we're talking about. He was right on the money. Charlie is calling from Buffalo. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Charlie, who's your favorite announcer, man?
Say, all I can say to you is keep it rolling, baby. You're rolling them, and you're rolling them well. Great list. Let me just toss one at you. Red Barber.
Oh, man. You going.
Rock it open, man. That's where I come from.
You're going before my time with Red.
Hey, mine too. Well, I would say mine too, but I remember walking past my parents' bedroom and seeing the red light of a Camel and the waving smoke in the air, and my dad listening to Red Barber on the radio.
Yeah, classics. Hey, listen, there's one thing that we can't get back, and that's why it's so important is nostalgia, Charlie. There's nothing like it, and that's why somebody like Vin Scully is important to me. If Vin Scully is one. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Yeah, what I was saying, also the quality that they, but by which they prepared and performed their work, set a standard. So when you start laying the other guys out, you're going to find a little bit of, in Madden, going to have a little bit of Red Barber in them. Hey, look, he's Walt Frazier with the color. Look, who gets the better color commentary than Walty? You can't go. Hey, look. Yeah, look.
Yes.
And your guy. Hey, look, man. And look, David Cohn is sneaking up right on in there, isn't he?
No, he's great.
he's
without thinking, a shadow of a doubt.
He's sneaking in there. So, again, the ability to take pictures and turn them into word pictures so that the world can see what I see.
Thank you,
J.R. Keep it up.
Thank you, Charlie. Appreciate you, Charlie, for calling from Buffalo. Yeah, look, it's not an easy job. And today in the world that we live in, so many more people are just throwing crap up against the wall. There's a lot of cookie cutter broadcasters. And then if you're not a traditional broadcaster, you're just trying to produce clickbait and hot takes and saying wild things to just maybe get some attention. I always say this, the cream rises to the top. And if you ain't got too much substance, man, you don't last too long. The JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network, 855-212-4227. The Western Conference Finals is underway. It's going on right now. The Dallas Mavericks, Minnesota Timberwolves, Minnesota leads 21-18. We'll talk about the game. I'll take some more of your calls. And then I'm going to give you, or at least share some advice LeBron has for Caitlin Clark. Here, the Infinity Sports Network.
Achoo. Bless you. Hey, have you tried Instacart for spring allergy relief? You can order decongestants, antihistamines, and more through Instacart from stores like CVS, Walgreens, and Costco, delivered in as fast as 1 hour. Because those red, watery eyes need relief now. And that sneeze means you do not want to venture out into all that pollen. And that's your cue to download the Instacart app and get free delivery on your first 3 orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
The wait is over. That's right. Season 5 of The Kardashians is here. Just when you thought life couldn't get any faster, they're punching it into overdrive. Kris, Kourtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie are back and continue to defy expectations in all their endeavors. So, get ready to go behind the glitz and glamour of the most iconic family on television. The all-new season of The Kardashians premieres May 23rd, streaming on Hulu.